With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The 47th Never Forgotten Honor Flight takes off today from Central Wisconsin Airport in Mosinee. Vice President and co-founder Jim Campbell says the trip is about more than seeing the war memorials in Washington.
They're on the plane together. They're on the buses all day together. They met new friends. Sometimes they meet a guy who was in the same unit. We've had guys that met and hadn't seen each other in 64 years.
Campbell says the trip has been life-changing for so many over the last 14 years. He says it can help them heal even decades after their years of service.
A veteran who's lost 35 of his company in an ambush, he turned around and told the entire story to his guardian, who he just met the day before. And when he got home, he told his wife for the first time.
He says that camaraderie and closure can be a big step toward improving their lives at home.
The number one benefit of the program is that the veterans after this experience start talking to their families for the first time, most of them for the first time.
There will be a welcome home for the 106 Vietnam and Korean-era veterans tonight at Central Wisconsin Airport. Those who want to show their support are asked to be at the terminal by 8:30. Free parking will be provided at the airport. A group in Central Wisconsin walked to raise awareness for families fighting against infertility over the weekend. With the fundraising goal of $6,000 being met before the walk even started, the Walk of Hope was off to a good start. Caitlin Lang was one of the co-hosts of the Walk of Hope.
One in six people experience infertility, and that would equate to about 172,000 Wisconsin residents, which would fill up Camp Randall twice, if that kind of puts it into perspective.
The Badger State has no backup plan at the moment for these struggling families. All of the proceeds from the event went to Resolve, a nonprofit organization dedicated to ensuring a resolution for people challenged with family building.
Wisconsin has zero mandated insurance coverage for infertility or fertility preservation, so a lot of us can't afford the treatment that we need in order to build our families.
Haley Kaiser also served as a co-host for the Walk of Hope.
We are the only walk that actually takes place in Wisconsin. So we have people coming from all over the state today to join us. I think we had over 200 people sign up for the walk.
The event was meant to raise awareness about infertility issues one step at a time. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. As we get more spring-like weather, more people will start exploring outdoors. For people that may not have been as active over the winter, health experts are encouraging people to ease into a new outdoor exercise routine. Dr. Mark Kelly is an orthopedic surgeon at Spirus Keweenaw Hospital. He suggests starting off with a lighter hike and working your way up to more high-impact activities.
If you're starting from getting off the couch and just starting a program of exercise, usually it's several months of building up and actually working through a slow, low-impact exercise program and then advancing as you feel tolerant.
Kelly also stresses if you have injuries, make sure you seek treatment. Hip or knee pains can make you more susceptible to falls, which could lead to worse injuries.
If you're ignoring that and your knee's unstable and you fall down and break something, your life's on hold. You don't have any plans except getting your bone to heal. So we try and take advantage of the opportunity to educate people, treat them safely for as long as we can, but not take risks with particularly balance and muscle weakness.
Kelly recommends doing a warm-up and switching up activities to stay healthy while spending time outdoors. Across the U.S., most political boundaries tied to the 2020 census have been in place for a while, but a national project on map fairness for indigenous populations continues to fight for changes. When states did their redistricting a few years ago, the Native American Rights Fund launched its Fair Districting in Indian Country effort. Mike Moen explains.
It provides resources and legal representation to tribal communities worried about newly drawn districts that could suppress their voting power. NARF staff attorney Michael Carter says there's been a lot of activity.
Just from this redistricting cycle alone, tribes have stepped up and decided that what the state and county governments are doing is not right.
He points to several cases with various levels of success, including two high-profile ones from North Dakota. One resulted in a new legislative map for the 2024 election. The state is appealing that decision, arguing the plaintiffs lack the authority to submit a challenge. The Native American Rights Fund expects oral arguments within the next few months. Carter says a section of the Voting Rights Act is often at the center of these cases, with tribal advocates arguing some state and local governments aren't honoring language that prohibits voter discrimination. He says there's a separate movement out there trying to reverse the progress.
The national implications are there just from the attention it's getting from all these other states that are filing these briefs in the appeals courts seeking to undo the wins that Native voters got in the lower courts.
A group of Republican attorneys general contends that private groups and individuals don't have the right to file lawsuits under Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. But Carter says there's a separate provision used in the North Dakota case that does provide that opportunity. NARF and its partner organization notes their movement has ushered in a new generation of Native American lawyers to fight for civil rights in the years to come. I'm Mike Moen.
The federal government will for the first time require nursing homes to have minimum staffing levels after the COVID-19 pandemic exposed grim realities in poorly staffed facilities for older Americans. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to announce the final rules today on a visit to La Crosse. The event in Wisconsin will mark Harris's third visit to the battleground state this year and is part of President Joe Biden's push to earn the support of union workers who have traditionally backed Democrats. The new rule will implement a minimum number of hours that staff spend with residents. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.